请我们打开旧约拿鸿书。
Let's open up to the Old Testament, to the book of Nahum.
请帮助你前后左右的弟兄姊妹找一下弥迦书的后面拿鸿书。
It's after the book of Micah, the book of Hanum.
哈巴谷书的前面。
It's before the book of Habakkuk.
我们明天还要读这里，所以请你记得在哪里找。
We're going to read this again tomorrow, so please remember where this is.
我们一同从第一节读到第三节。
Let's read from verse 1
through 3. 论尼尼微的末世。就是以勒歌诗人拿鸿所得的末世，耶和华是祭邪施暴的神，耶和华施暴大有愤怒，向他的敌人施暴，向他的仇敌怀怒，耶和华不轻易发怒，大有能力，万不以有罪的为无罪，他乘旋风和暴风而来，云彩为他脚下的尘土。
The burden against Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. God is jealous and the Lord avenges. The Lord avenges and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in a storm.And the clouds are the dust of his feet.
我们再看诗篇第九十篇第十一节。
Let's also read Psalm number 90, verse 11.
诗篇九十篇第十一节。
Psalm 90, verse 11.
我们还是同声来读。
We will also read this one together.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath.
好不好？我们把这节再读一遍。
Let's read this one more time.
这次你有英文圣经的就读英文的，你有中文圣经就读中文的，我们一起来读。
If you have the English Bible, please read it in English. And if you have Chinese Bible, please read it in Chinese.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，当我们一同聚集在你面前的时候，
Heavenly Father, as we gather together before you,
我们实在要从心里把敬拜、感谢、赞美都归给你。
From our heart, we give you our praise and worship.
是你恩待了我们。
You have given us grace.
是你拯救了我们。
You have saved us.
是你保守了我们。
You've guided us.
也是你如今把我们带到这里。
And today you have brought us here.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and we thank you.
我们深深地向你呼求。
Lord, we cry out to you.
求你把天向我们打开。
We pray that you open up the heaven to us.
求你开通我们的耳朵。
Pray that you open up our ears.
求你打开我们心中的眼睛。
Pray that you open the eyes of our heart.
求圣灵带我们进入你的真理。
Pray that the Holy Spirit will bring us into your truth.
我们向你承认我们的软弱和有限。
Lord, we confess to you our weaknesses and our limitations.
靠着我们自己，我们没有办法更深的认识。
Relying upon ourselves, we cannot know you better.
我们只能够靠着你的应许。
Only when we rely on your promise.
因为你答应我们。
Because you have promised us.
保惠师来了。
The helper is here.
要带我们进入真理。
To bring us into the truth.
我们就靠着这样的应许。
Relying upon this promise.
我们等候在你的面前。
We wait upon you.
我们求你的宝血再一次洁净我们。
We pray that your blood can cleanse us once more.
我们也求你的膏油涂抹在我们的里面，也在我们的中间。
We pray that your anointed oil is in us and among us.
我们如此等候祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and wait upon you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在以赛亚书有过这样子的一句话。
In the book of Isaiah, it says,
看啊，你们的神。
Look, your God.
Behold, thy God.
Behold, thy God.
看啊，你们的神。
Behold, thy God.
这是先知向着神的百姓一个很深的呼喊。
This is a crying out from the prophet of God.
因为神的百姓不认识我们所敬拜的神。
Because God's people do not know the God that we worship.
驴认识它的主人。
The donkey, the mule knows its owner.
但是神的子民却不认识神。
But God's people do not know God.
我们对着神的认识。
Our knowledge of God.
常常是片面的。
It's only concerning one act, it's only partial.
我们对着神的认识
Our knowledge towards God
常常是表面的
Often it's only very superficial
我们何等的需要主恩待我们
How much we need God's grace
让我们真知道他
So that we can truly know him
在过去的两年里面
In the past 2 years
我们一同在主的面前思想学习
We come together to think and learn about God.
关于我们的神有多么的伟大。
To learn about how great our God is.
今年我们要继续的来思想。
This year we will continue to think about.
今天晚上我们在主面前要思想的题目。
Tonight, the topic that we want to think about before our Lord.
是神的愤怒。
It's God's wrath.
这个题目很麻烦。
This topic is very complicated.
因为当我去做一点点的研究的时候
When I did a little research,
我发现没有什么人喜欢讲这个题目。
I find that not too many people like to talk about this topic.
特别是近代的写作。
Especially writings of recent age.
我们好像认识的神只有慈爱，没有愤怒。
It almost seems as if the God we know only has mercy and does not have wrath.
他好像是坐在天上宝座的一个老公公。
He's like this old man who's sitting on a throne.
小孙子在他脚前怎么做都可以。
His grandchildren can do anything before him.
他永远不会发脾气的。
He will never be angry.
他不在乎你们怎么样。
He doesn't care what you do.
但是这是不是圣经中所启示的神呢
？But is this the God the Bible reveals to us?
神的愤怒。
God's wrath.
圣经里面讲到神的愤怒。
When the Bible mentions God's wrath,
比讲到神的慈爱还要多。
It is even more often than it mentions God's mercy.
但是我们对着神的愤怒有多少的认识呢
？But how much do we know about God's wrath?
但愿主今天晚上帮助我们。
Pray that the Lord will help us tonight.
我们能够对这神的这一个属性有一点点的认识。
So that we may know a little bit more about God, this one attribute of God.
神人摩西在诗篇九十篇十一节这里。
Moses in Psalm 90 verse 11.
他说：“谁晓得你怒气的权势？”
It says, "Who knows the power of your anger?"
谁按着你刚该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢
？Who knows your wrath according to the way you should be worshipped？
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
摩西的这一个呼喊
，This crying out of Moses，
实在也是圣灵在这个时代的呼喊。
This is also the crying out of the Holy Spirit of this age.
今天很多人可以说我们要经历神。
Today many people say we have to experience God.
我们要享受神。
We have to enjoy God.
我们要摸着神。
We have to be able to touch God.
我们要得着神。
We need to have God.
但是我们有几个人说我们应当敬畏神。
But how many of us say we should fear God?
如果我们不晓得神的怒气，
If we do not know God's wrath,
如果我们不晓得他怒气的权势，
If we do not know the power of his wrath,
我们哪里能够按照他该受的敬畏来认识他呢？
Then how can we know him according to the worship that he should receive?
一个不懂得敬畏神的人，
One who do not know how to fear God
是不会懂得真实的爱神，
is someone who do not know how to truly love God.
这是为什么今天神的子民是如此的软弱。
This is why the people of God are so weak today.
神只要稍微把他的恩典的手收回去一点点，
If God just holds back a little bit of His mercy,
你看我们就哭得不知道像什么样子。
Then we will be crying like anything.
Very good. 我们的爱神，
The love we have for God,
是以我们为中心。
It is centered around us.
我们很少是以神为中心。
Very few times do we place God in the center.
圣经里面，
In the Bible,
多次的讲到我们的神。
Often it talks about our God.
他不但是一个忌邪施暴的神。
It is not only a God who hates evil.
他并且是他施暴大有愤怒。
He has great anger.
他不是小小生气。
He's not just a little bit angry.
他是大大愤怒。
He has great anger.
我相信很多传道人不愿意讲这个题目。
I believe many preachers are not willing to talk about this topic.
因为怕破坏了神的形象。
They're afraid of destroying God's image.
但是圣经不怕。
But the Bible is not afraid.
从旧约到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
一直在讲神的愤怒。
It always talks about God's wrath.
甚至于到了启示录的里面。
Even in the book of Revelation,
多次讲到神的愤怒。
Many times it mentioned God's wrath.
而且还讲到羔羊的愤怒。
It also talked about the anger of the lamb.
圣经里面讲到这个怒，发怒这件事。
When the scripture talks about anger,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他用了很多不同的字。
It uses many different words.
我常常在想，
I often think,
一种的语言啊，
One language,
他如果对哪一个题目了解的深刻，
If there is a topic that it really knows about,
他对着那一个题目用的有的字啊就多，
Then the words it has to describe that topic will be many.
爱斯基摩人
Eskimos,
在他们的语言里面
in their language,
有超过二十个字
there are over 20 words,
来形容下雪的雪
to describe the snow,
因为他们在那里除了雪还有什么
because there's nothing else besides snow there,
他们是真认识雪的人
they truly know about snow,
所以他们对着雪有很多不同的字来描写。
So they have many different words to describe snow.
圣经里面对着愤怒，
In the Bible, towards anger,
也有很多不同的字。
There are also many different words.
因为圣经的作者，
Because the authors of the Bible,
他们认识怒气这件事情，
Because they know about wrath.
我们刚才读的拿鸿书那里，
In the scripture we just read in the book of Nahum,
第二节
In verse 2, in chapter 2,
在那里第一章第二节里面他有三次提到耶和华要施暴。
It mentions three times that God will avenge.
施行报应。
God will take vengeance.
神要审判。
God will judge.
所有读圣经的人都知道。
Everyone who reads the scripture knows.
一讲到报应，一讲到审判，如果是连续了三次。
Everyone knows that if vengeance or revenge is mentioned three times,
就表示这一件事是必定发生。
It means that this is inevitable.
而且他那里讲到说他是施暴的时候大有愤怒。
It says here that when God will take vengeance, he will have great anger.
在原文里面
In the original text,
他说他是那一个 hot angered Lord.
It says that he is the Lord of hot anger.
是很火爆的。
He has hot anger.
他讲到向他的敌人怀怒的时候。
When it talks about him being angry towards his enemies.
那个怀怒那个字。
The word vengeance.
是讲到他鼻孔里面出的气。
It talks about the breath that comes from his nose.
你知道在约伯记第四章第九节那里。
You know, in the book of Job, chapter 4, verse 9.
他同样的 一个字。
The same word.
说神一出气他们就灭亡。
It says that whenever God is angry, they will be destroyed.
希伯来文是说当神的鼻孔一冒气的时候。
In Hebrew, it means that whenever God breathes, the breath comes from God's nose.
His nostril.
His nostril.
神一发怒，他们就消没。
Whenever God is angry, then they disappear.
诗篇七十四篇第一节。
Psalm 74.
你为何向你草场的羊发怒，如烟冒出来了
？Why are you angry? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture?
在希伯来文是说你为什么鼻孔冒烟
In Hebrew it says Why is there breath coming out of your nostril?
Your nostril is smoking.
Your nostril smoke. Why is your nostril smoke coming out?
所以弟兄姊妹你有没有发现一件事
Brothers and sisters, do you realize one thing?
中国人读圣经呢真占便宜啊
Chinese people, when we read the Bible, we have a lot of benefits.
因为东方的文化
Because in Eastern culture,
发脾气发怒气
being angry
就是冒火
is to have fire coming out.
就是气的七窍怎么样生烟
It is that you're so angry that your whole head is smoking.
Very good. 圣经里面总共新约旧约加起来差不多有七个不同层次的字来形容这个怒气。
In both the Old Testament and the New Testament, there are seven different types of anger.
当然我们都不是原文的专家。
Of course, we're not experts in the original text.
所以我也不在这里把那些每一个原文拿出来讲。
I won't bring out every single original text.
那么最浅最浅的
At the very superficial level,
中文有的时候翻作恼恨
The Chinese translates it as being annoyed.
或者翻作怀怨
Or it translates as being...
Is sad or angry or not happy. 像诗篇八十五篇第四节
As Psalm 85,
那里就翻作恼恨。
It translates it as anger, translates as being not happy.
马太五章二十三节。
Matthew 5:23.
那说你如果向你的，如果你弟兄向你怀怨。
It says that if brothers complain to you.
就是对你不高兴。
Or if they're unhappy towards you.
那是五章二十三节那里用的怀怨。
In chapter 5, verse 23.
那再厉害一点的生气。
A higher level of being angry.
它在原文的意思就是变了脸。
In the original text, it means change of face.
就是脸变了。
It means that the face has changed.
历代志下二十六章十九节那里讲的发怒。
In the second chronicle, when it mentions anger.
就是这个字。
That's the word.
耶利米书三章十二节讲的说怒目的看着你。
In the book of Zechariah.
No, Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
3:12. Stare at you in anger.
Staring at you in anger.
然后再高一个层次的脾气。
Another level of anger.
是恼怒。
Is when you're more angry.
诗篇三十八篇第三节。
Psalm 38 verse 3.
箴言十二篇第六节。
Proverbs
12 verse 6
verse 6
16
verse
16愚妄人的恼怒立时显露
the anger of
the
fools show their anger quickly
那个就是那个恼怒
that's the anger
那么第四个字更严重的生气呢
the fourth word
就讲到是性情暴躁了暴怒
It means that your attitude you're annoyed you're angry
好像打雷一样
As if it's thundering
四世纪十八章二十五节
Judge
18
verse 25
再高一个层次的发怒就是非常非常发脾气了
Another higher level of anger means that you're really, really angry.
中文翻作甚怒。
In Chinese, it means that you are really angry.
以斯拉记一章十二节。
In Book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 12.
然后再高一个层次的发脾气。
Another level of being angry.
那个脾气就是大大大的发脾气，大怒。
That anger is as if you are really, really, really angry.
创世纪四章第五节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 5.
叫大大发怒。
That's when it's really angry.
你们还记不记得约拿这个先知
？Do you still remember the prophet Jonah?
有一天他这个坐在那个城的外面。
One day he was sitting outside the city.
神给他一棵树来摘遮太阳。
God gave him a tree for shade.
那么然后神又叫一个虫子把那个遮太阳的树给咬死了。
And then God sent a little bug in worm to eat away the shades.
他很生气。
He was very angry.
神就问他你有什么道理生气
？God said, "Why are you angry?"
神说你生气合理吗
？God said, "Is your anger reasonable?"
你知道他的回答是什么？
Do you remember what his response was?
他说我就是发怒以至于死
He said,
都是合理的
He said, even if I am angry to death, it is reasonable.
像不像你我
Is it like you and me?
我们每一次发怒都觉得自己有理没有理
Every time we're angry, do we think we're reasonable?
人家以前人说造反有理
The people used to say that
Revolution is right.
Right.
我们现在说发脾气有理。
Nowadays we say angry is right.
大大发脾气还有理，发脾气到死都有理。
Even if you're really angry, angry to the point of death, it is reasonable.
约翰福音七章二十三节。
In the Gospel Book of Matthew.
John.
7:23.
那里用到犹太人向耶稣发脾气。
There it mentioned the Jewish people being angry towards Jesus.
中文翻作生气。
In Chinese, it just translates as angry.
是很客气的翻译。
It's a very mild translation.
其实它的意思就是大大的发脾气。
But the real meaning is as if they are very, very angry.
他们为什么大大向耶稣发脾气还记不记得
Do you remember why were they angry towards God?
因为耶稣在安息日给人治病。
Because Jesus was healing on Sabbath.
他们就大大发脾气。
So they were greatly angered.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知不知道一个非常危险的事
?There's a very dangerous thing, do you know?
就是有的时候我们会为着宗教的理由。
Sometimes for religious reasons.
我们可以大大发脾气。
We can be very angry.
我们还以为是在替天行道。
We think as if we are acting for heaven.
全本圣里面最高级的脾气。
In the entire Bible, the highest level of anger.
原文里面的意思是气到那个 snowing 就是那个要爆炸的那个味道哈。
It is as if you're so angry that you're going to explode.
创世纪二十七章四十五节。
Genesis 27 verse 45.
那里用来形容当雅各骗了他哥哥的时候。
There, when Jacob lied to his brother.
骗了他的爸爸的时候。
When he fooled his father.
到了一个地步。
It was to a point.
他的哥哥就是这样子的生气。
That was how angry his brother was.
中文圣经说以扫想要报仇雪恨。
In Chinese it says Esau wanted to avenge.
要报仇雪恨。
He wanted to avenge with blood.
所以这个最高级的仇恨是什么呢？最高级的愤怒是什么呢？
What is this highest level of anger?
就是要杀了他。
It is to a point that you want to kill someone.
所以他的妈妈一看苗头不对。
So his mother saw it and thought something was going to go wrong.
叫他你赶快逃吧。
And asked his son to just run away.
如果我们读圣经，
If we read the Bible,
我们会发现一件事情。
We will discover one thing.
从旧约到新约，
From the Old Testament to the New Testament,
圣经不准人发脾气的。
The Bible forbids people from being angry.
你有没有注意到？
Have you noticed that?
圣经不同意人发脾气的。
The Bible doesn't want people to be angry.
箴言十九章十九节。
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 19.
他说暴怒的人必受刑罚。
It says that the angry people will be judged upon.
箴言十二章十六节，我们刚才读过的。
Proverbs
16. 愚妄人的恼怒立时显露。
The foolish people will be angry.
Right away.
Right away.
我每次读到这节圣经啊，都很受责备。
Every time I read this verse, I blame myself.
因为我们这些人发脾气都很快的哈。
Because we are quick to anger.
所以箴言十四章二十九节说，不轻易发怒的大有聪明。
So in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 19 it says, it is the intelligent people who are slow to anger.
马太福音五章二十二节。
Gospel book of Matthew.
5 verse 22. 凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
Whoever is angry towards his brother will be judged.
加拉太书五章二十节那里告诉我们。
In Galatians.
5 verse 20. 他说情欲的事情包括了哪些呢
？It says, the things of feeling
of the flesh,
they are.
里面就包括了愤怒。
One of them is anger.
所以以弗所书那里讲第四章三十一节说，一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷嚷，并一切恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
So in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31.It says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you.
诗篇三十七篇第八节告诉我们。
Psalm 37 verse 8 tells us.
当止住怒气，离弃愤怒。
You should stop your anger and walk away from that.
圣经对着人发怒，很明显的教导是不要我们发脾气的。
The clear teaching from the Bible about anger is that we should not be angry.
那是不是圣经就叫人都不要发脾气，就他只有上帝一个人可以发脾气呢？
Is it to say that the Bible says that no man can be angry, only God can be angry?
只许州官放火，不许百姓点灯。
You can only watch, but you're not allowed to lit the lamp.
其实弟兄姊妹，圣经里面对着人某一些时候的愤怒，圣经也称许的。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes the Bible also allows people to be angry at sometimes.
原来在圣经的里面讲到愤怒的时候，其实是有两个不同层次的。
In the Bible, when it talks about being angry, it has two different levels.
有一种的发怒。
One type of anger.
是因为我这个人受到伤害。
It is because I have been hurt.
因为我的意思被别人不尊重。
Because I am not being respected.
因为我的肉体被人家挑动了。
Because my flesh has been stirred up.
甚至于因为我以为我可以替天行道。
Or it is because I think I can act for God.
我们要保护某某人。
We have to protect someone.
你们要小心，不要随便说人家的孩子不好。
You have to be careful not to rebuke against other people's children.
因为当你一说人家孩子不好的时候，很可能人家就会大大发怒。
Because when you rebuke or criticize against other people's children, they can be greatly angered.
而且最伤感情的是在背后发怒。
And the thing that hurts the most is if you're angry behind people's back.
这样的愤怒是不应该的愤怒。
This type of anger is not reasonable.
这样的愤怒是圣经里面所禁止的。
This type of anger is forbidden by the Bible.
是不对的。
It is wrong.
该隐在创世纪四章第五节第六节那里。Cain.
Cain in Genesis
4.
Verse 5 to 6.
当他所献的礼物神不喜欢。
When God was not pleased with his offering,
他就发脾气。
He was angry.
就发脾气。
He was angry.
这样的发脾气就是不对的。
That type of anger is wrong.
因为他觉得神不对。
Because he felt God was wrong.
他觉得神不公平。
He felt God was unfair.
摩西有没有发过一些脾气？
Has Moses ever been angry?
是不对的。
And that was wrong.
记不记得他有一次火大了就拿着他的杖打死那个磐石两次。
Remember when he was angry, he took his staff and hit the rock twice.
这个脾气发的代价好大哦。
The price of that anger was great.
迦南地都进不去哦。
He could not enter the land of Canaan.
亚哈王在列王记上二十一章第四节那里。
In the book of King, the second book of King.
First Kings. Chapter 21, verse 4.
Chapter 20. King Ahab. King Ahab in chapter 21, verse 4.
当他想要拿伯的葡萄园要不到的时候。
When he wanted the vineyard of Ahab and he couldn't get it.
Nabe. 他就发脾气。
He was angry.
所以你看圣经里面对着这一类以自我为中心的愤怒是绝对不同允许的。
So this type of anger, the anger with ourselves in the center, the Bible does not allow that.
但是圣经对着为着神的公义，为着神的名，为着神的心意而愤怒的却允许。
If you are angry for God's will, for His righteousness, then the Bible allows that.
出埃及记三十二章十九节是最好的例子。
The best example is in Exodus chapter 32, verse
19. 摩西从山上下来的时候。
When Moses descended from the mountain.
发现百姓在山底下拜起金牛犊来。
He found that the people were worshipping the golden calf.
前不久百姓才说你说什么我们都听。
Not too long ago, the people said, we will listen to anything you say.
才几天看不到摩西就干出这种事来。
Only a few days they did not see Moses and they were worshipping idols.
摩西气到一个地步把石板都摔了。
Moses was so angry that he cast out the tablets.
有一些人也会摔杯子。
Some people can throw cups.
但是要把石板摔了这个脾气很大。
But if you can throw the tablets, then you're really angry.
但是弟兄姊妹摩西这个发脾气是神喜欢的。
But Moses' anger here, God likes it.
尼希米在尼希米记第五章那里他发脾气神也喜欢。
When Nehemiah was angry, God was pleased as well.
因为当他看见民中的领袖不按照神的旨意来做事情的时候。
When he saw that the leader of the people were not doing things according to God's will,
他里面愤怒。
He was angry inside.
但是这个愤怒是神喜欢的。
But this anger God likes.
你们还记不记得我们的主耶稣？
Do you remember our Jesus?
马可福音第三章第五节那里。
In Mark chapter 3 verse 5.
那里讲到说耶稣看到这些周围的这些犹太人。
There it mentioned when Jesus saw the Jewish people around him.
他看他们的时候是怒目的看他们。
He stared at them.
He looked around with anger.
Oh, he looked around with anger.
为什么呢?
Why?
They were being grieved at the hardening of their heart. 是因为因他们的硬心让耶稣里面实在是伤痛。
Because he was grieved by their hardened hearts.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
愤怒。
Wrath.
本身。
Itself.
不一定错。
It may not be wrong.
问题是愤怒的理由是什么?
The problem is, what is the reason for the wrath?
问题是愤怒的对象是什么?
The problem is, what is the object of the wrath?
问题是愤怒的时候你能够让愤怒控制你呢?还是你能够让愤怒跟你的人格调和?
The question is, when you're angry,Are you controlled by the anger, or does the anger control you? Wait, okay.
It's okay. Why 什么我们这些人不能够发脾气?
Why is it that we cannot be angry?
因为我们的心太诡诈。
Because our hearts are so evil.
所以我们有的时候表面上看起来是对的动机，可能里面都是有问题。
Sometimes on the surface, it is as if our motivations are right, but deep down they're wrong.
为什么我们愤怒的对象常常错?
Why is it the object of our wrath are often wrong?
因为我们常常搞不清楚什么才是真正对的，什么是真正错的。
Because a lot of times we cannot clearly tell what is right and what is wrong.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗为什么圣经里面告诉我们说不可以论断人
Do you know why the Bible tells us you cannot judge?
因为我们是一个非常有限的人
Because we are limited people.
我们实在很多东西都摸不清楚
Because many things we do not understand.
我们的神
Our God
他是全然的美丽
Our God is all beautiful.
他是百分之百的不能自私
He is 100% unselfish.
所以当我们的神愤怒的时候
Therefore, when our God is angry,
他绝对没有任何隐藏的动机
He has no hidden motive.
当我们的神愤怒的时候
When our God is angry,
他绝对不会有任何不对的想法在他的里面
There's no wrong thinking in him.
当我们的神愤怒的时候他是为着我们的好处
When our God is angry, it is for our benefit.
我们愤怒的时候
When we are angry,
很少是为着我们愤怒对象的好处
It is often not for the benefit of the people that we're angry with.
我们的神愤怒的时候他的愤怒不会控制他
When our God is angry, the wrath does not control him.
神他本性里面各样的属性
In the nature of God, all his attributes,
从来不会有任何的矛盾
There's no conflict.
在他的里面一切都是合一的
In him everything is in unity
他即使在极大的愤怒里面
Even in his great anger
你如果在读圣经
If you read the Bible
你发现一件奇妙的事
You will discover one amazing thing
在神极大的愤怒里面
In his great anger
他一样的显出他的慈爱怜悯温柔忍耐
He also shows his love patience and mercy
我们一发脾气
When we're angry,
六亲不认
then we don't know anyone.
这是为什么我们这些罪人圣经一再地告诉我们不能发脾气
That is why towards us sinners, the Bible keeps on telling us that we cannot be angry.
但是我们的神他是圣洁的
But our God is pure.
我们的神因为他的圣洁
Our God, because of his purity,
他不能够允许任何一点的罪恶
He does not allow any bit of sin.
我们的神不是因为人对他有什么不好发脾气。
Our God is not angry because the people are not good to him.
我们的神愤怒，在圣经里面你发现每一个的愤怒都是因为人的罪。
Every time God is angry in the Bible, you will see it is because of people's sin.
而我们不认识罪恶有多可怕。
We do not know how horrible sin is.
我们常常觉得罪没有关系的。
We often think that sin is okay.
但是神知道罪有多可怕。
But God knows how terrible sin is.
所以神对着罪是极度的恨恶。
That is why God has great hatred towards it.
在神全然的圣洁里面。
In God's absolute holiness.
当他面对人的背叛。
When he faces towards people's betrayal.
当他面对人的愚蠢。
When he faces people's foolishness.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这样的一位神。
This God.
如果他没有愤怒。
If he does not have wrath.
那就说明他没有爱。
That means that he does not have love.
因为如果对着给我们极深伤害的罪他没有感觉
If towards the sin that can hurt us greatly he has no feeling
他怎么能说他爱我们呢
Then how can he say he loves us
曾经有一个宣教士
There was a preacher
A missionary 是一个姐妹
She was a sister
她到非洲
She went to Africa
去做宣教士
to be a missionary.
她在那里跟这些没有文化的人住在一起
He lived with uneducated people.
活在一个没有电没有水的世界里面
She lived in a world with no electricity and no water.
她尽她一切所能的帮助那里的人
She did all she can to help the people there.
有一天晚上
One night.
有一群黑人到他住的地方。
A group of black people went to her living quarter.
强奸了她。
And raped her.
这个姐妹身心灵受到极深的伤害。
Her body and her soul and her mind were greatly hurt.
就在她极深伤害的深处。
When she was deeply hurt.
她问神一个问题。
She asked God one question.
她说你爱我为什么会允许这样的事情发生
If you love me, then how can you allow this to happen?
神没有回答她
God did not answer her.
神反而问她另外一个问题
But God asked her another question.
神说如果我不让你明白我为什么允许这件事
God said if I do not allow you to understand why this happened
你还能不能够相信我爱你
Then can you still believe I love you
对这个姐妹来讲
For this sister
这是何等难的一个挑战
What a great challenge this is
弟兄姊妹我问你
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you.
你想神对着这样的恶行，如果没有愤恨在他的里面，如果没有愤怒在他的里面，他是一个公义的神吗？
If God does not have wrath towards this kind of evil conduct, then is he a loving God?
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
让我们记得，
Let us remember,
神的愤怒，
God's wrath,
正说明了他的慈爱。
It explains his love.
神的愤怒
God's wrath
是神公义圣洁的本性的表现。
It is the representation of his righteousness.
神的愤怒
God's wrath
是绝对的公平。
It is absolutely fair.
神的愤怒
God's wrath
绝对不会误会一个人。
It will not blame anyone wrongly.
因为我们的神
Because our God
他是一位无所不知的神
He is an omniscient God.
神的愤怒
God's wrath
不是就在那单单发发脾气就算了
It is not that he's just there being angry.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
神的每一个愤怒
Every one of God's anger
都要带下绝对的审判
It will bring down the absolute judgment
因为神是断不以有罪的为无罪
Because God will not treat someone with sin as someone without sin.
不是不报。
It is not that he will not avenge.
时候未到。
It is that it's not the right time.
所以让我们记得一件事。
Let us remember one thing.
神的审判。
God's judgment.
没有一个人逃得掉。
No one can escape.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the all-powerful God.
今天地上有一些政府。
Today there are some governments on this earth.
他们想要审判人。
They want to judge people.
他们甚至也可以定人罪。
They can convict people.
他们拿那些人没办法。
But they cannot do anything about these people.
那些人会跑。
These people can escape.
那些人可以跑到美国求政治庇护。
These people can come to America and ask for political refuge, asylum.
神的审判。
God's judgment.
你没有地方可以跑。
There's nowhere for you to run.
你没有一个地方可以求人给你庇护。
There's no place you can go to ask for asylum.
我们这一位无所不在的神。
This God who is everywhere.
他也是无所不能的神。
He is also an omnipotent God.
他有能力把每一个人的罪都拿回来定罪。
He has the power to take everyone's sin and convict them.
所以只有他。
Therefore, only him.
有资格。
Has the right.
来审判全地。
To judge all earth.
神的愤怒。
God's wrath.
不像人的愤怒。
It is not like people's wrath.
人的愤怒有的时候一下子就会发完就没有了。
Men's wrath, once you've been angry, then it's gone.
你有没有遇见过这样的人？
Have you ever met someone like that?
其实这种人还比较容易交朋友，你知道吗？
These people are more easily to befriend.
因为这种人他不高兴他就发出来了。
These people, when they're not happy, then it comes out.
可能发完他就忘记了。
And then after that, they forget about it.
只是你气得半死。
It's only that you're still angry.
这个比有一些人他不高兴一直憋在肚子里面好多了，是不是？
It is better than someone when they're not happy, they keep it inside.
但是神不是这样。
But God is not like that.
神的愤怒。
God's wrath.
他不会忘记的。
He will not forget.
一个都不会忘记的。
He will not forget any one of them.
我最近有一点毛病。
Recently, I have some problems.
就是我会忘记事情。
It's that I often forget things.
我今天要离开家出来聚会的时候。
Today, before I left my house to come here.
在路上，我的妻子就问我圣经带了没有。
My wife asked me, "Did you bring your Bible?"
然后我说，哦。
And then I said, "Uh-oh."
我们回去拿吧。
Let's go back to get it.
我们会忘记事情。
We can forget things.
神不会忘记。
God will not forget.
所以神的愤怒。
Therefore, God's wrath.
真可怕。
Is very scary.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
圣经里面用了这么多的字来描写神的愤怒。
The Bible used so many different words to describe anger.
其实这些都是一些拟人的手法，就是把神好像讲得像人一样的来描写他。
It is just the way to make God analogous to people, to men.
可是弟兄姊妹，你要知道一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you must know one thing.
所有的这些描写。
All these descriptions
都不足以表达神真正愤怒的情况。
It is not enough to describe the true nature of God's anger.
就好像我们有很多的话语可以来形容神的爱。
It is as if we have so many different ways to describe God's love.
但是弟兄姊妹，没有人能够真的描写出来神的爱是什么样子。
But no one can truly describe what God's love is like.
神的爱比我们所认识的不知道要深多少、大多少、伟大到什么地步。
God's love is so much deeper and greater than any love we can possibly know.
这是为什么使徒保罗才会说要与众圣徒一同明白他爱的长阔高深。
That is why Apostle Paul says, together with all the brothers, you shall know God's great love.
因为我们没有一个人可以摸到神爱里面的那个深度、长度、高度。
Because as an individual, we cannot touch upon how great and how deep God's love is.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
同样的道理
The same logic.
我们也没有人真的能够测度神的愤怒是何等的可怕。
That none of us can truly measure how terrible God's wrath is.
这是为什么圣经里面形容当神愤怒的日子来到的时候。
That is why when the Bible describes the day of God's wrath coming upon us,
天地都要变黑了。
The heaven and the earth shall be dark.
那个时候人要大声地喊说山啊压在我们的身上吧。
The people will cry out, mountain fall upon us.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你如果有机会去台湾看过那些地震的地方
If you have an opportunity to go to the earthquake places in Taiwan
你问那些经过地震的人
You ask those people who experienced the earthquake
地震的时候他们最怕什么
When there's an earthquake, what are they afraid the most?
就怕有东西压在他身上啊
It is they're afraid that things will fall upon them
但是弟兄姊妹你知道吗
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
当神的愤怒临到的时候
When God's wrath comes upon us
人要愿意山啊压在我身上吧。
Then people are more willing to have the mountain fall upon them.
你知道神的愤怒是何等的可畏吗
？Do you know how fearful God's anger is?
神是无限大的神。
God is an infinite God.
他的慈爱是无限大。
His mercy is infinite.
神是无限大的神。
He is an unlimited and infinite God.
神的愤怒也是无限大。
His wrath is also infinite.
难怪希伯来书十二章二十九节说
Hebrew chapter
12
verse 29 says
我们的神是烈火
Our God is the great fire.
Fierce fire.
Fierce fire.
落在永生神的手中真是可怕
It is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the eternal God.
因为神的愤怒实在可畏
Because God's wrath is fearful.
弟兄姊妹你要知道不只是在旧约那个神愤怒是很厉害。
It is not only in the Old Testament that God's wrath is fearful.
你知道新约神的愤怒比旧约还厉害。
Do you know that in the New Testament, God's wrath is even more fearful than the ones in the Old Testament?
因为在新约里讲到神的愤怒的时候讲到那个火是不灭的那个虫是不死的。
Because in the New Testament, God's wrath, the fire, it will never go out. The bugs, they will never die.
神的愤怒。
God's wrath.
我们真是需要圣灵光照我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to shine the light upon us.
让我们知道说这一位圣洁公义的神。
To help us to know that this righteous holy God.
是轻慢不得的。
It is not someone to be looked lightly upon.
让我们知道这一位神他要求我们。
To help us to know that this God, he requires from us.
他说我是圣洁的所以你们要圣洁。
He says, I am holy, therefore you must be holy.
他说你们要敬畏我。
He says, you must fear and worship me.
这样的一个神。
This God.
他的愤怒。
His wrath.
如果我们要看他的愤怒在历史上怎么显明出来
If we want to see how his wrath have been manifested in history
从亚当犯罪开始
From Adam sinning
神就把他赶出了乐园
God chased him out of the garden
那就是最就看到愤怒的开始
That is the beginning of wrath
当地面的人的罪恶满盈的时候神用洪水来消灭地面
When people's sin was filled on earth God used the flood to destroy all the people
当神用十大灾难对付硬心的法老
When God used the 10 disasters towards the Pharaoh
当神把法老的兵丁在红海里淹死
When God flooded the Pharaoh's soldiers with the water
当百姓拜金牛犊的时候
When his people worshipped the golden calf
当十二个探子回来报告的时候百姓听了十个人的话就在那里哭在那里发怨言的时候
When the 12 spies when they came back and they listened to the 10 spies and they were complaining and crying
当在四世纪里面的时候人们一次一次的忘记神的时候
When in the book of Judges the people one time after another forgetting about God
在列王的时代里
In the times of the kings
当神的子民一次一次的拜偶像离弃神的时候
When God's people one time after another worshiped the idol and walked away from God
直到他们被掳
Until the time they were taken
弟兄姊妹如果我们细细的来看这些事
If we look at these things closely
你看到神的愤怒真是可怕
You see how terrible God's wrath is
逃不掉的
You cannot escape
不只是只有旧约是这样子
Not only in the Old Testament is it like that.
新约也是如此。
Same thing in the New Testament.
使徒行传第五章那里。
In Acts chapter 5.
亚拿尼亚和撒非拉。
When Ananias and his wife.
当他们欺哄圣灵的时候。
When they lied to the Holy Spirit.
马上就死。
They died immediately.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
今天很多人都以为
Today many people think
神我们在恩典的时代
We are in a time of grace
神今天很客气
Today God is very polite
弟兄姊妹我告诉你不对
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this is wrong
罗马书二章第五节那里告诉我们说
Roman chapter 2 tells us
你竟任着你刚硬不悔改的心为自己积蓄愤怒
If you're angry towards your hardened heart,
if you harden your heart and not repent,
if you harden your heart and not repent,
you'll treasure up the wrath for yourself.
Then you will treasure up the wrath for yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道一件事哦。
So brothers and sisters, you should know one thing.
今天神他迟缓他愤怒在我们身上。
Today he is delaying his wrath upon us.
我们在做一件什么事，你知道吗
？Do you know what we are doing?
我们在累积神的愤怒。
We are accumulating God's wrath.
你想想看，这有多可怕
？Think about it. How terrible this is.
连本带利来收的时候怎么办
？What happens when he asks for the principal and the interest back?
诗篇九十篇第九节告诉我们说
Psalm 90 verse 9
他说我们今天都活在神的震怒之下
It says today we're all living under God's wrath
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
当我们一个人
Today, as a person,
我们活在罪中。
We live in sin.
当我们惹动神的怒气。
When we stir up God's anger.
我们是活在神的震怒之下。
We are living under His wrath.
神的审判的方式也许不一样。
The method of God's judgment may be different.
但是有一天神的愤怒临到我们的时候。
But one day when God's wrath fall upon us,
我们是没有地方可以逃避的。
Then there's nowhere for us to escape to.
在今天的人
Today's people,
你放眼看一看
If you look at them,
一个不信耶稣的人
One who does not believe in Jesus,
他也许觉得自己不错
He may think he's okay.
他也许觉得自己在这个世界上很有本领
He may think that he can do many things in this world.
但是你发现了神的愤怒在他身上。
But you will see God's wrath is upon him.
他里面没有平安。
He does not have peace.
他有恐惧。
He has fear.
他会人跟人中间没有和睦。
He cannot be peaceful with other people.
他会跟自己的亲人反目成仇。
He can be angry with his family.
他可以父母亲自来伤害自己的儿女。
The parents can personally hurt their own children.
儿女可以把父母牺牲掉。
The children can sacrifice their own parents.
这是神的震怒。
That is God.